Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Federal workers in the Houston area are continuing to feel the impacts of the ongoing federal government shutdown. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, I understand folks are beginning to feel a sense of desperation.
Absolutely, Matt. Food banks and donation centers are starting to see more activity as SNAP beneficiaries and government workers without paychecks are seeking assistance. Houston area Congressman Al Green was at a food distribution event on yesterday. He says both sides in Washington need to come to a resolution.
We want to let them know that we don't want this shutdown. We want the shutdown to end. This is not something that should be taking place.
Meanwhile, an estimated 3.5 million households in Texas receive SNAP benefits, and those benefits are expected to be disrupted at the end of the week because of the government shutdown.
All right. You'll be on top of that. The Houston City Council has voted to purchase an East Downtown facility that will house hundreds of homeless people at a time. The $16 million acquisition faced 2 weeks of delays after pushback from the community regarding public safety. Councilmember Mario Castillo delayed the item last week. He represents the nearby Second Ward. He says the city should respond by slowly ramping up the capacity of the facility, locating the entrance in the rear to avoid a visible line.
Concerns are legitimate, and there is a lot of fear, but I think these things go a long way in addressing that and reassuring the neighborhood that the city is committed to a project that will work, and these things help make sure that any of the unintended consequences aren't placed on the burden of one neighborhood, one area.
The housing department plans to open the facility early next year. Meanwhile, a proposed ordinance in Houston that would ramp up inspections and enforcement against allegedly problematic apartment complexes was delayed. The law would create a registry of the top five buildings receiving 311 complaints and citations, ramping up inspections and daily fines for persistent violations. City Council member Letitia Plummer tells News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh the delay stems from industry pushback.
Plummer has been working on the ordinance for the past 4 years, only to now hold it up during a council meeting without comment.
It's disappointing.
After she tagged the item, pushing it back by 1 week, she attributed the delay to the Houston Apartment Association.
I really felt like the Apartment Association is putting a lot of pressure on council.
The association sent a letter to Mayor John Whitmire and the city council on Monday, calling the process of identifying high-risk apartment buildings flawed. Tenant advocates argue it doesn't go far enough. Plummer says there's already been compromise in recent months, and there isn't much room for more. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Another beautiful day is in front of us, sunny with a high near 70 this afternoon. We'll hit a low of 50 tonight, but we're tracking to have a beautiful night of trick-or-treating tomorrow for Halloween, the next time we could get rain on Saturday. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.